Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, The Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees, Text Number 38. Vani gunanu kakanane katane shavano katayam. Hasto chakarma sun manastava parayornaha. Sridyam shiras tavanivasa jagat praname. Drishti satam darshane stubhavat tanunam. Vani, words, the power of speech. Guna anukatane, always engage in talking about your pastimes. Shravanau, the ear or oral reception. Katayam, and talks about you and your pastimes. Hastau, hands and legs and other senses. Cha, also, karmasu, engaging them in executing your mission. Manaha, the mind. Tava, your. Parayo, of your lotus feet. Naha, are. Smrityam, in remembrance, always engage in meditation. Shira, the head. Tava, your. Nivasa jagat praname. Because you're all pervading, you are everything, and our heads should bow down, not looking for enjoyment. Drishti, the power of sight. Satam, of the Vaishnavas. Darshane, in seeing. Astu, let all of them be engaged in this way. Bhagavat Tanunam, who are non-different from you. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Henceforward, may all our words describe your pastimes. May our ears engage in our reception of your glories. May our hands, legs, and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. Our heads offer our obeisances. May our heads offer our obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnavas who are non-different from you. Purport. Here the process of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is given. The process is bhakti. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smarnam parasevanam. Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. Everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchite Narada Pancharatra. Everything, the mind, the body, and all the sense organs should be engaged in Krishna's service. This is to be learned from expert devotees like Narada, Swayambhu, and Shambhu. This is the process. We cannot manufacture our own ways of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for it is not that everything one manufactures or concocts will lead to understanding God. Such a proposition, yatamat tatta patta, is foolish. Krishna says, bhaktyaham ekaya grayam. Only by executing the activities of bhakti can one understand me. This is called anukulyena krishnanushilanam, remaining engaged favorably in the service of the Lord. Henceforward, may all our words describe your pastimes. May our ears engage in all reception of your glories. May our hands and legs and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. May our heads offer obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnavas who are non-different from you. Now, Nal Kuvara and Manigriva, they're fully conscious of Krishna. Not only do they see Krishna personally face to face, but they see Krishna as his energies everywhere. Ekadesha sitasya gya joshna visarisi yata parasha brahmana shaktis tetedam akilam jagat. That just like fire is in one place, but its heat and light go everywhere. So the same way Krishna is in one place, but he's diffusing his energies everywhere. And because they're his energies, they're not different from him. So our aim is, yomam pashati sarvatra, sarvam sarabhutastamatmanam, sarabhutini chatmani, ikshate yoga yuktatma, sarvatra samadarshana. Yomam pashati sarvatra, sarvam chamani pashati, tasyam na pranashami, sa chamani na pranashati. The true yogi observes me in all creatures and all beings. It also sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized soul sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. And for one who sees me everywhere and who sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. So how to come to that stage? That's called devotional service. And what is devotional service? Chetasa sarvakarmani, maya sanyasya matparaha, buddhiyogam upashitya, mashita sadatambhava. And all activities depend upon me, work always under my protection, in such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. And as Prabhupada explains in the purport, our first business is to understand how everyone and everything is related to Krishna. At least theoretically. Unless we have theoretical knowledge, there's nothing to apply. So we have to at least theoretically accept that things like where Krishna says that he's in every sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matak smritir gyanam apoanam cha, that he's in everyone's heart. And from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. That everyone is, in one sense, acting as an instrument for Krishna. And therefore, when Krishna says, Sarvatapani padam tat, sarvata shri shimamukam, sarvata shudimalokan, sarvamavritti tishtite, everywhere is his hands and legs, his eyes and faces, and this way the super soul exists everywhere, pervading everything. In other words, we think these are our hands, these are our legs, etc. This is our mouth, but actually it's Krishna's. And it's not working exactly under our direction. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sucharacharam hetu no 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 kontaya jagatvi parivartade. It's not working under our direction, it's working under Krishna's direction. The material nature, which is manifesting the material energy, is not manifesting it by our prowess. It's manifesting it by Krishna's prowess. Now we have our part to play. We can desire. We can desire to go to hell. We can desire to go to the spiritual world. That's our only choice. Now we may think, well, if I can go to Indraloka, that's not hell. Or even Brahmaloka, then I'll have a good time there for a while. For a while, maybe. One may think one's having a good time. But in the back of one's mind, one will realize that, one will think that this is only a temporary vacation. And the more one enjoys, the quicker time goes. So in a flash, we're back here. Literally in a flash. People don't know that the goal of life is to obtain Krishna. Therefore, they say, Dirashaye Bahir Arthamanina. Therefore, they set lesser goals. Certainly, goals. Certainly, there's only a few people who are thinking about going to heaven. They don't even really know what heaven is. So they're not really that serious about going there. But they have no idea where to go, or where they're going to go, or how to get there. They're not worshipping the demigods in this age. They're worshipping sense gratification. Therefore, their destination is Urvam Gachati Satvasta Madhya Tishati Rajasa Jaganya Vritti Tamasa Tado Gachati Tamasa Urvam Ala Madakshakam Urvam Ala Madakshakam. That if one is in the mode of goodness, then one will go upwards. But who's in the mode of goodness nowadays? Are people's words in the mode of goodness? Is there a bodies acting in the mode of goodness? Is there minds in the mode of goodness? Do you find many people like that? They're completely in goodness, and therefore they're going upwards. What is goodness? Is it some kind of mysterious thing that you put the fork on the right side of the plate? Is that goodness? What does Krishna say is goodness in the body, activities in the mode of goodness of the body, austerity in the mode of goodness with the body. Yevan dvija guru pragya pujanam socham arjavam brahmacharyam ahimsam cha sharira tapa uchate. So who's worshipping the devas or even Krishna? What to speak of Krishna? Some people, we do Harinam and then some people chant along with us, or at least we're chanting. Deva Dvija and the Brahmins, people don't, what is a Brahmin? Actually, Brahmins have a very bad reputation. When I was in India, I was in Delhi one time, I was asking where the bathrooms are. Bathroom Kahahe. People couldn't understand me because they didn't believe I could speak any Hindi. So they wouldn't answer me. They couldn't speak English. They wouldn't believe I was speaking Hindi. So it was a very unpleasant situation. Anyhow, I really needed the bathroom. So I was able to convey. And they told me it's over there. And who's running the bathrooms in downtown Delhi nowadays? It's the Brahmins. That's the only job they can get. Or maybe they can pretend they're a shooter and then they can get a good job. Because Brahmins are considered to be, they have to pay back for all the centuries of exploitation. Now they have to allow others to take the lead. People who have no knowledge whatsoever. And of course, the Brahmins nowadays don't have any knowledge either. It's not Brahma Janatiti Brahmanaha. It's not that they go Samskara Jayate by birth, Janmana Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. By birth, everyone is a Shudra. No one is a Brahmin, no one is in anything. And as Prabhupada said, or Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, by modern education, one goes down to become less than an animal. So where is the question of being a Brahmin? Janmana Jayate Shudra Samskara Bhavat Dvija. Only by samskaras can one become, even twice born. Twice born doesn't make one a Brahmin, but it means that one has some higher goal in life just than sense gratification. One is willing to follow some rules and regulations, protecting cows or protecting people or studying Vedic knowledge, something higher than just eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Samskara bhavat dvija, Veda panta bhavat vipra. And if one progresses successfully in following the rules and regulations of Varnashram, one may become a vipra, and can understand something that it says in the Vedas. and brahma janatiti brahmanaha. And ultimately, one can realize that we're not this body. So that's a very slow, long process, and people are not even at the beginning. They're at the end, the darkest end of it. Therefore, just a little bit of knowledge that everything here belongs to Krishna, that there is a God. We're not trying to convince everyone that God's a cowherd boy and he herds cows in Vrindavan. That's far away from most people's ability to understand what to speak of, except take seriously. We have a hard time taking it seriously. That my ultimate goal is to go and herd cows. Someone asks you on the street, "Sir, what is your aim in life?" And you say, "It's to go to the spiritual world and herd cows." Hello, I got some crazy person here. Come cut and pick him up. Is he dangerous? I don't know. He's talking like a crazy person. He said his friend lives in this place called Vrindavan where he kills demons. So people can't understand. If they can understand that there is a God who's controlling this universe, that's all, that's the beginning. And then if you gradually, they can understand he's actually owns everything. That's he's one of those WEF, World Economic Forum. You'll own nothing, but you'll become a Hare Krishna. You'll own nothing, but you'll be happy. God is only everything. So the people can come to that platform, it's a very high. And that therefore they should utilize everything in Krishna's service. And to do that, you have to find someone who knows what Krishna wants you to use it for. And that Krishna has also come here and he's explained what things should be used for, namely in his service. So this is very advanced, that you should use things in God's service. And there's actually a service that God wants you to do. He wants you to go out and chant, sing in the street, like all those other crazy Hare Krishnas are doing. It's everyone's duty to do that in this age. So go out and try and give people a book, and they say, "Well, what's this book about?" This book is meant to turn you into one of us. So you can come out with us and chant in the street. Dance like a madman. You can take it home, read it, and your hair will, if you're a man, your hair will fall out. And you'll put on robes. You'll put on your bed sheet. You'll come out and sing all day with us. Same song. We only have one song. Don't worry, it's easy to remember. This is not what we're trying to introduce to people. I mean, even for us who accept it, it's rather a challenge. So, Bhagavad Gita is the simplest book, but it's actually a challenge. And ultimately, tad buddhiyas, tad atmanas, tad nishtas, tad parayanaha, gachat nepana avritim, jnana nirduta kamashaha. Owen's faith, mind, refuge, tadbuddhiyastam. One's intelligence, faith, mind, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme. Then one becomes fully cleansed of, by complete knowledge, and thus proceeds straight on the path of self-realization. So this is the only hope for society, although it may seem very far away. But at least we have to introduce something to society, something, some beginning of it. Because otherwise, vidya vinaya sampane brahmani gave hastini shuni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshana. That the humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with an equal vision the learned and gentle Brahman, the cow, the dog, the elephant, and the dog eater. That's the only hope for society, is to go beyond the bodily concept of life. Otherwise, there can't be any peace or happiness, nor the supreme destination. And only by utilizing their energies in Krishna's service can they actually truly see like that. Can they actually feel like that? Can there actually be any peace in this world? So we're maybe a little far away, but we have to encourage people to read these, to take these books, read them, explain it to them, so they can begin to utilize their energies in Krishna's service. Not once a week on Sunday for the program, but every day. You have to practice every day, and then it may expand. Sadhana bhakti is generally localized. Krishna consciousness is when one is practicing sadhana bhakti, according to the Naidurya Kandambini, it's localized. During the practice, we're a little Krishna conscious. And then when we go outside the practice of sadhana bhakti, then it gets weaker by influence, by association, by our own karma. But at least that little bit will, when it's practiced regularly, then it gradually expands into our other fields of existence, the other phases of our existence in life. But unless there's that core of sadhana bhakti, there's nothing to expand. So it's not that so many years ago, the Hare Krishna movement, everyone was living in the temple and then they were Krishna conscious. But now we have householders and they're supposed to be Maya, that's their dharma. Krishna consciousness, just too hard to execute. I can't sit down with my wife and children and chant Hare Krishna because we can't get near each other. We're too averse to each other to sit in the same room together. No, that's not very healthy. So the only way to bring the family back together is that they sit down and they exchange Krishna consciousness, something which will actually elevate them and truly make them happy, productive, and then people can actually live a happy family life. Without that, then it's simply exploitation, business. So that we have to introduce, at least that, get people to, our own devotees, to sit down morning and evening and chant with their family, hear about Krishna. Then we'll be making a little bit of progress. Otherwise, this whole idea that we're going to save the world, we can't even save ourselves. So it's not that Krishna consciousness was, you know, was meant for when Prabhupada was here, and when Prabhupada left, and we're meant to just like do our own thing and just enjoy in the world till Krishna comes and riding on the back of Garuda and takes us back. No, we have to at least convince ourselves that Krishna actually is God. And he's not only God in Goloka Vrindavan, he's actually, he owns everything, including our own house, including our own family members, including ourselves. And then engage something in Krishna's service so we can gradually realize it. And then we can expand outside our own house into something a little bit broader. We can actually help the innocent people, because it's a very unfortunate situation. And Krishna is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give his mercy, and we don't have to try to be merciful to others, you know, today I'm going to be merciful to others. Yes, today we have to be merciful to others by going out and giving, chanting Hare Krishna, and hopefully Krishna will appear within our heart and we'll get his mercy. And if we get his mercy appears in his heart, then others will also get the same mercy, because wherever Krishna appears, it becomes a spiritual world. It's not that we're so beautiful and so charming and our voices are so elegant that we're going to save the world by our beauty and by our elegance and by all our opulence when we go out and we sing. No, it's when Krishna appears within our heart and emanates prema from our hearts that we can actually do something to help others, including ourselves. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Jarikanda forest, then because prema was emanating from his heart, even the lions and the tigers and the deer, they were dancing and chanting and embracing each other. Not because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew how to dance or whatever. It was because of prema. Because he invoked the atmosphere of love. Because, so, similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, they've come in Kali Yuga in the form of the holy name. And if we dedicate our lives to it, then Krishna will appear within our hearts in the form of the holy name, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Sankirtan movement. And that will save us. And by such association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can give others Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna's association that way. And that will save them too. Then they'll want to have Krishna in their heart too. And they see how nice the atmosphere is when he appears. So it's not that Krishna is gone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gone, and he left us here all by ourselves. And now we have to learn how to dance beautifully and sing beautifully, and people will surrender to Krishna when they see our happy faces. No, if our faces are happy because we're Krishna conscious, then they'll surrender because we'll be in the atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere, and that will influence anyone we come in contact with. It's a spiritual atmosphere that's created by Krishna's presence, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence, by his devotees' presence, by their presence. But devotees' presence means that they have Krishna's presence, and they have Srimati Radharani's presence, and they have devotional service presence, and they're engaging in it. Therefore, they're eligible to bring the spiritual world. Krishna appears within a heart, and that way the spiritual world appears in this world through the devotees. Other than that, what's appearing in the world is not very pleasant. The modes and material nature are very not so pleasant in Kali Yuga. And if we don't allow Krishna to appear within our heart by dedicating our lives, at least to whatever degree we can, to the Sankirtan movement, then the material modes and material nature will appear within our heart, and that won't be so pleasant. If we're not part of the solution, then we become part of the problem. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Should there be any additional effort to see each living being as containing Paramatma, intellectually try to see each being, or is this just cooperating with Sankirtan movement, and this feeling will come with that?
You could try to see intellectually. It won't last very long. Especially if someone yells at you or says something nasty, then you'll think, well, he may be a super soul, may be there, but he's obviously not in control of this person. No, by our becoming Krishna conscious, that is by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, by trying to help people develop their relation with Krishna, then as we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using us as an instrument, and that it's effectively helping others also engage in Krishna service, then we can see Paramatma by practical activity. So unless we see how Paramatma can actually, how we can become an instrument to change others, so we can see how Paramatma is working within ourselves, within others, then we can't really see Paramatma. Anything else? Pala Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.